Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 18, Description of Varnashram Dharma. Text number 11. Yada so niyame kalpo jaraya jatave patuhu atmanyagnin samarupya matschitognim samavishet yada so niyame kalpo jaraya jatave patuhu atmanyagnin samarupya matschitognim samavishet yada so niyame kalpo jaraya jatave patuhu Atmanyagnin samarupya matschitognim samavishet yada when aso the saintly Vanaprastha niyame in his prescribed duties akalpaha unable to carry on. Jaraya, due to old age. Jata, arisen. Vipatu, trembling of the body. Atmani, within his heart. Agnin, the sacrificial fires. Samarupya, placing matschitaha, his mind fixed in me, agnim, the fire, samavishet, should enter. If the Vanaprastha is overtaken by old age, and because of his trembling body is no longer able to execute his prescribed duties, he should place the sacrificial fire within his heart by meditation. Then fixing his mind on me, he should enter into the fire and give up his body. Translation responsibly. If the Vanaprastha is overtaken by old age, and because of his trembling body, is no longer able to execute his prescribed duties, he should place the sacrificial fire within his heart by meditation. Then fixing his mind on me, he should enter into the fire and give up his body. Purport. Since the process of Vanaprastha is recommended for those nearing the end of life, there is always the likelihood that one will prematurely succumb to the symptoms of old age and be unable to reach the final stage of sannyas. If one simply cannot carry on his religious duties due to old age, it is here advised that he fix the mind in Lord Krishna and enter into the sacrificial fire. Although this may not be possible in the modern age, we can appreciate the absolute seriousness of going back home, back to Godhead, as evidenced in this verse. Om Agyana Dimirandasya Pyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmaye Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahayam Tatatisva Padantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Angum Nangayate Virim Yat Kripa Tamaham Mande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. Yada aso niyamei kalpo. When one is unable to carry on his prescribed duties. Jaraya jata vipatuhu. Basically due to infirmity. Vipatuhu means trembling of the body. So old. Unable to. That means very old. Practically, that means you can hardly stand up. Huh? Then, what's recommended here? Atmani, agnin, samarupya. One's recommended to place the sacrificial fire within one's heart. Matschitta, thinking of me. Matschitta, agnim samavishet. One should enter into the fire. And give up his body. So, this is unlikely to be practiced by anybody, as Bhaniswami was explaining the other day. Very few people actually follow this process of Varnashram Dharma. In fact, Prabhupada mentions many, many times the Varnashram system is not applicable in this day and age. You know, the Vanaprastha lives in a forest. They're recommended to simply take leaves and bark of trees, and that's your clothing. There's no preparation of any food. You just take the fruits as they ripen on the trees. The grains that are left lying in the field after the harvest has been taken. You know, you don't even cut your fingernails or your hair. I mean, could you imagine what a Vanaprastha would look like? It would be somebody like, you know, someone out of the swamp. No efforts taken to clean oneself, although it's recommended that they take bath 3 times a day. So, but that means you just dip yourself in the water, you don't actually scrub yourself or clean yourself. So it's a process for detachment. It's a procedure, if you like, for cultivating detachment. Of a very powerful type. It's like forcing detachment, and you know, there were descriptions sitting in the sun with fire around. Was Maharaj saying also they sit with a pot of fire on their head as well? Then if it's really, really cold, you go. So it's to compensate for the life of a householder where ostensibly sense gratification has been a prominent aspect of life. So it's a response to that, and it's a very aggressive form of detachment. Very aggressive form of detachment. And especially for the devotees, it appears to me at least to be very difficult. Not easy to perform. Because Prabhupada makes a point that people like to have difficult processes as methods for self-realization. They like something difficult. You know, when they're given something easy, like, you know, chant Hare Krishna, that's too simple. But even this process, this is extremely difficult. And here we see, another rigorous discipline, if you like. If your body is so old that it's weak and trembling and you can't perform these austerities. So you can imagine the quality of the character required to execute, and the physical strength and the mental discipline that's required to pursue this kind of austerity, such that if the physical body is too weak to perform these duties, then it's recommended that due to old age, jara, old age, then the vanaprastha, following this practice, has the discipline to simply enter into this. Basically, one is able to control the mind and the senses sufficiently to then enter into the sacrificial fire, wherein the offering is oneself. Right? That's what's recommended, basically. Even that wouldn't be easy. You'd have to get the wood. Right? And light the fire. But I was reading about this last night, and I didn't think of it. But it reminds me of the pastime of Dhritarashtra, because this is basically what Dhritarashtra did. He went to the forest with his wife. And this is exactly what he did. So we can see it's a powerful personality who can do such a thing. And basically, I think there wasn't anybody lighting the fire. He by strength of his meditation was able to merge all of the elements of the body with the other elements, and in this way was able to leave his body. Very powerful. But the interesting thing here is there's more than one interesting thing, but there's samarupya matschittaha. So it is recommended that there's the physical place, there's the physical action, if you like. But it's predicated by the meditation. Samarupya matchitaha. Atmani agnin samarupya. Placing his heart within the sacrificial fire. So there's a meditation. That meditation being basically thinking of Krishna. Matschitta. Matschitta savadurgani matprasada tarishyati yata tetvam mahankaram nasrosyasi vinakshati. So Krishna recommends this. And in one sense, this is the practice of a bhakti yogi. This always thinking of Krishna. Matschitta savadurgani. If we can think of Krishna, then we can overcome all obstacles. Durgani means to overcome the obstacles, to get over the difficulties of existence. If you think of me, matschitta savadurgani, mat prasada tarishyati. I'll protect you, Krishna says. By my mercy, mat prasadat. Krishna says, if we abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto him, then all of our problems are solved. I was listening to a Nectar Devotion class the other day, and Prabhupada was saying, just imagine if you had a friend. And that friend was capable of looking after all of your problems, whatever problems you have, whatever difficulties we face, whatever anxieties we experience, many of them basically creations of the mind. Whatever difficulties we face, if we had a friend who would look after them all, for us, then there would be no need of anxiety, no need of worry. So see, Krishna is that friend. Krishna is that friend. He is the friend of everybody. What is it? Suridam Sarvabhutanam. Suridam. He's the best friend of everybody. And he can solve everybody's problems. And in one sense, this is the positive aspect of Krishna consciousness, because the same result is achieved. You know, all of this austerity performed by the Vanaprastha, so that one can simply focus one's meditation on the Lord. Great deal of austerity, huge amount of austerity, in fact. And as is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, actually all of this austerity, study of the Vedas, performance of sacrifice, giving in charity, etc. Performance of great austerities, these activities, they're purifying. That's why they're recommended. These austerities are recommended for purification. But earlier on in the 11th canto, it mentions that the fire of purification that comes from the performance of austerities or the study of the Vedas or giving in charity, you know, digging wells, building dharmshalas, all of these pious activities, the fire of purification, compared to the process of bhakti, is just like it's just like striking a match. Compared to the potency and the fire, that the blaze, if you like, of purification that comes from the performance of bhakti. not just any bhakti, because as we know, bhakti can be adulterated. You know, Prabhupada talks about unalloyed. Alloyed means mixed up. Usually these austerities are performed with the eye on elevation, being elevated to the heavenly planets, or and in fact the vanaprastha is in a previous verse is chastised. You know, automatically the vanaprastha will be elevated to mahaloka, which is, you know, close to the topmost planetary system in the universe, just automatically. Because mind you, you know, the austerities that you have to perform to get to mahaloka, you know, none of us could probably, you know, we like to have our I like to have my cheese on toast in the morning. So, you know, walking around just picking up, you know, competing with the pigeons for something to eat is not my idea of. But the mood of the devotee is such that everything, the one who performs bhakti yoga sacrifices everything, and this is the point, that this atmani agnin samarupya, placing one's consciousness in the fire of sacrifice. That means basically sacrificing everything for the pleasure of Krishna. So the devotee is automatically achieving that in a positive way by dedicating and focusing everything on service to Krishna. That's the training. And of course that's also difficult. Even we say, you know, the process of bhakti is simple, is easy. And it is easy in one sense. It's not difficult to do what we do. It's not difficult to sit down and to hold some beads and go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Not very difficult to do that. In, you know, in descriptive terms, it's not difficult. Because, you know, sitting down for one round without the mind wandering all around the universe, that's another thing. You know, actually, performance of bhakti is difficult in terms of application. The process is simple, but the application is difficult. But it can be done. And it is a far more positive process rather than just always giving everything up, because the vanaprastha is just giving things up. Whereas the devotee, certainly there's giving up. There is a form of renunciation. That which is favourable to devotional service is accepted, but that which is unfavourable is rejected. But the potency, the fire, if you like, of devotional service, where it isn't mixed, where the activities of devotional service are motivated by a desire to please Krishna, and that's the difficult part. And the methodology for the bhakti yogi in pleasing Krishna is following the instructions of the spiritual master, is following the process of devotional service as it is described, as it is given by the previous acharyas, and as it is regulated by the order of the spiritual master. That's the system. That's what makes the difficult easy. And that may also be a challenge. You know, sometimes we don't like doing what we're told to do. Rupa Goswami mentions in the beginning, in the 64 items of devotional service, one takes shelter of the spiritual master, one inquires from him. And there's a, right in the beginning, there's a warning. You have to be prepared to give up things that ordinarily you might like to keep. And you have to accept things that ordinarily you would not accept voluntarily. But that's the key. The key. And basically the methodology, if you like, is based on sacrifice. In other words, we sacrifice our personal inclinations and our personal proclivities, and we sacrifice the things that we might not like in a fire of devotional service. And that devotional service, especially for the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is the Sankirtan Jagya, the propagation of Krishna consciousness. That's our austerity. The Vanaprastha is, you know, living in the forest or living in the jungle and not cutting his fingernails. You know, and our austerity is cut your fingernails, you know, once a week. Keep clean, in other words, and presentable. It's interesting. Prabhupada's presentation of Krishna consciousness was, you know, shaven head, shaven face, clean clothes. Almost the opposite in one sense. But that's an austerity. Keeping yourself clean. In other words, not being lazy. Not being influenced by the mode of ignorance, but maintaining a very much a, you know, suchinam. That's also in the spirit of detachment. Right? And also in the spirit or in the mood of sacrificing everything for Krishna's pleasure. Offering everything to Krishna. That's the same mentality, is the same mood as being recommended here for the Vanaprastha. Detaching themselves for everything. But for the devotee, we detach ourselves in a different way through the agency of, or through the activity. The agency is through the order, following the order of the spiritual master, but the activity is effectively following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, and that is to establish the mission of Krishna consciousness, because that was Lord Chaitanya's. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam. Rupa Goswami is glorified because he understood the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that mission was, you know, performing the sacrifice. But the fire, the intensity of the fire and the intensity of the purification, because the devotional service can be performed with mixed motives. The pure, the activity is performed with the motivation being on pleasing the spiritual master and pleasing Krishna, will determine the effect, you know, the power, the potency, the intensity of the fire, if you like. You know, because sometimes we perform our devotional activities and we find that we're not making any advancement. And one of the reasons for that is because our devotional, our bhakti is actually clouded or contaminated, mixed, if you like, with other motives. You know, and it can be all sorts of things. You know, what am I getting out of this? Anya bilashita shunyam jnana kama janabritam. Our devotional service, right from the, you know, what's that? The 11th verse of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu explains what devotional service should be like. It should be free from desires for personal profit or for philosophical advancement. Philosophical speculation, or at least with a contaminated with a conclusion that I can become, you know, the ultimate philosophical result is that one realizes that one is as good as God. You know, so it's impersonal kind of a speculation. But with it contaminated with devotional service, contaminated with personal motivation, weakens the power or the potency of bhakti. So it becomes karma misra bhakti or jnana misra bhakti. Misra meaning mixed. But when devotional service is performed with a motive for satisfying the spiritual master, and ultimately that means satisfying Krishna, free from any personal consideration, then that practice of bhakti, Rupa Goswami describes as has more power. The Bhagavatam describes where the devotee's activities are performed simply for the pleasure of Krishna, simply for the pleasure of the devotees. Then that sacrifice, if you like, has the power to completely purify the heart of all sinful inclinations, all sinful reactions. So, you know, this is the purpose of performing the austerities, is for purifying the mind, purifying the heart. And so that's why it's recommended for the vanaprastha, this mood of renunciation. But for the bhakti yogi, he or she automatically achieves the same result when the bhakti is performed with a desire to please Krishna. The fire of purification from these processes is likened to, you know, just a spark compared to the blazing fire of pure devotional service. So that devotional service that's performed, you know, with a desire, well, basically a desire to please the spiritual master, but also that means very often a desire to please the devotees. So one becomes a servant of the devotees. And with a desire to please the previous acharyas. That's why we're called Rupanugas, and we're following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami gives us the guidelines, how to perform devotional service, 64 items of devotional service, but particularly with a focus for pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by pursuing the Sankirtan Jagya. That's our renunciation, if you like. One gets the same result, actually a better result than the Vanaprastha, because Vanaprastha gets the Mahaloka. But a bhakti yogi gets the Krishna Loka or Goloka. And as mentioned here in the purport, you know, for the feeble Vanaprastha who's unable to, you know, perform his prescribed duties, then he's recommended to enter into the fire. That's how serious it is. But similarly also the process of devotional service. We don't have to enter into the fire of, you know, the sacrificial fire to leave the body. But we should enter into the fire of pure devotional service. The absolute seriousness of going back home, back to Godhead, is evidenced by this determination of the Vanaprastha, but also for the bhakti yogi. One has to follow in the footsteps. Sruti smriti puranadi pancharatrika vidhim vina vaikantiki hare bhakte utpattaya iva kalpate. The devotional service needs to be following the prescriptions that are given in the Shruti and the Smriti, in the scriptures, in the Pancharatra, Narada Pancharatra, and the process of development. And of course, that's all combined basically, that's given to us in the form of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or the Nectar of Devotion. So Prabhupada said the Nectar of Devotion is the law book for ISKCON. Because basically it teaches us how to follow the process of bhakti. And when it's applied with this same determination, as the Vanaprastha who, with a failing, trembling, unable to follow it, he then enters into the fire. The sacrificial fire. So we enter into the sacrificial fire of devotional service by following this process of pure devotional service. I'm going to read the next verse and then I think we'll finish here. Because it doesn't have a purport, so we can move on to text 13 tomorrow. Yada karma vipakeshu lokeshu nirayatmasu virago jayate samyaha. Sorry, samyan. Nyastagni pravrajetataha. If the Vanaprastha, understanding that even promotion to Brahma Loka is a miserable situation, develops complete detachment from all possible results of fruitive activities, then he may take to the sannyas order of life. You know, Vanaprastha is not a destination in one sense, but it is a means to a goal. Sannyas is not a destination, but rather it's a means to achieving Krishna. So does anybody have any comments or questions? Mahatmaji.
Yeah, and you said in another book, in this day and age,
because what? Did I say that? We wouldn't call it suicide though, we call it purification.
No, but in day and age, in this day, in Kali Yuga,
you
would call attempted suicide.
Attempted suicide. Well, assuming that you're not successful, yes. Yes.
The Rasta, actually, he was given such a good sermon by Ved Mizra.
Yes.
That he just read it.
Yeah.
He was a very strong man.
Yes, and he had good instruction, good advice, which really, a good point that you mentioned. The success of devotional service also depends on good advice. This is why the association of the devotees is so important.
Vidura said you are like a dog eating in the... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're like a dog waiting outside the door, this is eating the scraps, the remnants of your master. He insulted him, basically. But... Vidura was giving that instruction because he knew that that would be the salvation of Dhritarashtra. That's why the association of the devotees is so important. You know, if we hadn't met the devotees, where would we be? Still chasing our tail, right? But in the association of the devotees, this is why the devotees are considered to be our masters, because they give us good instructions on how to serve, how to approach Krishna. Anything else?
Also, Dhritarashtra was born, Bhishma was born by Lord Krishna, that if you go very close to Dhritarashtra, he might finish
him.
Krishna warned Bhishma.
Dhritarashtra was extremely powerful.
Very powerful.
Strong. The Kshatriyas were very strong, very powerful personalities. And the Vanaprastha, as Manishman was making the point the other day, this performance of Vanaprastha was generally taken up by the Kshatriyas for their purification. Very strong, powerful personalities. At the age of 50, leave home, just renounce everything. It's funny, you know, I remember when I first became a devotee, then I would preach to my friends, my family, you know, about the Varnashram system. And, you know, in the Bhagavatam it mentions, what is it? Panchasodvam Vanam Brajet, which means when you get to 50, then you go to the forest. So a few years ago, just before I was turning 50, my father asked me, what are you going to be doing when you turn 50? Well, maybe I'm not going to the forest. Be very hungry in the forest. But the same result is achieved basically by the performance of devotional service. There's no need to be so renounced. If one gives up everything for Krishna's pleasure and the pleasure of the spiritual master, following the footsteps of the acharyas, then that you get the same result. So it's interesting now, my father's asking me, what are you going to do when you retire? When I was in Adelaide, he was asking me, what are you going to do when you retire? He realised I'm not going to the forest. Okay, Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.